All right, so we're on the bottom of Chaf Dal on the base, but let's get ourselves a little running start. Just remind ourselves where we were on. The Gemara was talking about Nidrei Havai, right? Like a net, that's an exaggeration, basically, right? So let's just look at, just start from the Gemara. We'll read this, the Gemara part, quickly. Let's just get ourselves on Chaf Dal on the base. So the Gemara said, Tanya Nidrei Havai Mutarin, Shvuos Havai Asur, right? The Nidrei Havai Mutar, but an exaggerated shvuah would be usher. We saw that the Ran had another gear, so that maybe they're both mutter. But the Gemara wanted to know, heichidam shvuah savai. What's the example of an exaggerated shvuah? So yulei medamer shvuah im lo ra'isi b'derech hazeh. Right, if it's a person says, I'm taking a shvuah that if I never saw, right, on this pathway, you know, 600,000, like the people who live, like 600,000 people, right? So made them come. It's like, you're just telling me information. That's not a shvuah anyways, right? So that can't be the case. So I'm Rabbi, what's the case? So I'm a shvuah shiraisi, right? The case must be, he says shvuah, that I saw such a thing. So I'm a Rava imkein lamali lamema. But then if that's true, then what are you teaching me? There's no big chiddush here. So for dima de neder katani, and also it's supposed to be similar to the neder. So what's going on here? So ella I'm a Rava, and this is kind of where we were ended before. Ella I'm a Rava, but Omer yaasru peros haolam alai. I'll make all of the peros in the whole world forbidden to me. Bishvua, with the shvua, and you're saying the Shem Hashem when you do that. Im lo ra'isi b'derech hazeh ka'olim mitzrayim. If I didn't see on this, you know, on this street, that number of people, right, like 600,000 people, the number of people who left Mitzrayim. So that would be an exaggerated, right, an exaggeration, right, that I'm taking such a shvua if I didn't see, you know, that many people. Fine. And it's kind of ridiculous because we know we're never going to see that many people. Fine. So, okay. So Amale Ravina Ravashi. So Ravina says Ravashi, but wait a second. Vidilma Hai Gavra Kina Deshum Shemani Chaza. Maybe he saw an anthill. Look at the Mefarish on the left side. Kina Deshum Shemani. Nemolos Mikubatsos Harbe. Maybe he saw a lot of ants right on the ground. Ra Biyachad Ka'oli Mitzrayim to Efsha. Maybe that you know, 600,000 ants? I'm not sure, but a lot. Maybe you saw, like, you've seen it before, right? Like a gazillion ants, right? So, you know, you like come home from vacation and there was a piece of something on the ground and you go, oh my God. Right? So, like, maybe Taka saw, like, a lot, right? It was a lot. And maybe that's what he meant, right? V'asik lahon shema ole mitzrayim, right? V'shaber mishtava. Maybe it's real. Maybe it's not an exaggeration. Maybe he was talking about, you know, ants, and that's what he meant. I saw that many on the road. So he says back to him, "Amalaki mishtaba adaita dida mishtaba." Right? V'anan lo maskina nafshin ashum shemani. Right? So his response is: when a person takes in that ashua, they take this, and this is going to be a whole conversation now, if this is true or not. But he said, "Person takes ashua, they do adaita dida mishtaba." Take a look at the mefarish on the right side. He says, Kederech shebnei adam nishbayim. Okay, when a person takes a shua, they don't take it in their language; they take it in the language that most people use, basically, right? Ve'ein derech bnei adam lekrol le'namalim olim mitzrayim. A person doesn't call ants olim mitzrayim. If you said, you'd be like, if I didn't see a gazillion ants, that's what you would probably say, right? And maybe you'd say you want it to be exaggerated. You'd say gazillion, right? But you'd say ants. You wouldn't say like those who left Egypt. It's not what you'd say. Right, it's not the normal way to talk. Look down on the left side in the Ran. It's like 1, 2. It's like 15 lines down. The last one line is Adaita didan ishtaba. Right, so there also the Ran says the afagav the lo amrinan le ishtaba adatim. Even though we don't say to the person, if you're taking Yeshua, take it on my das, like the way we speak. Still, even if you have to tell somebody, when a person takes a shvuah, they take a shvuah away, and they want people are going to hear them. They take it away that most people talk. Right? They don't take it based on their own language or their own unique way of saying things. They don't do that. They take a shvuah in a way that people typically speak. So that's why you can't say, well, maybe this is what he really meant. And that, meaning the point was this would be a reason to not make it a shvuah savai. It wouldn't be an exaggeration. It would be a regular shvua, and so the answer is no. That wouldn't work because people take shvuas in a normal. They use the usual language. Fine. So the Gemara says, really. So the second line now. Va'agaita dinafshe lo avid inish dimishtaba. Is that really true that people don't take a shvua with their own based on how they understand things? or their language. Vatanya, but don't we have a brayse that says seems to the opposite? Kishehei mashpin also omrim lo. When people would make someone take a shavua, they would say to him, Haviyodeh shelo al tanai shebelibcha anu mashpin osach. Right, they say this gemara in shavuos. Then when someone take a there's a brayse in shavuos, a person makes someone take a shavua, you wouldn't say to them, you know, all kinds of reasons a person takes a shavua. So they were supposed to pay back money, and they say that they did, and there's one aid that says they didn't, so they, you know, whatever, so they have to take a shavua that they did. So fine. So when the Beis makes take a shavua, they say to him, by the way, you should know, you're not taking a shavua based on what's in your heart, right? Ela al da'atenu, v'adas Beis Din, right? You have to take a shavua on what we're saying, what we would say, and how Beis Din would have it in mind. Okay? So what I've said, lafuke ma'ayas is about what? Why do they have to do that? What are they coming to exclude? Lav lafuke de asik lahu liis kundre ve asik lahon. Sorry, am I going too far?
No, you're good.
Yeah, kundre ve asik lahon shmazuze. Right, I mean, because what might be the case? The guy says, you know, aksundre is
wooden chips.
Thank you. And he calls the wooden chips money.
Yeah.
Right, he calls that money. So, like, meaning there might be something. Oh, yeah, I paid him back. I gave him back money, right? When he says money, he means chips of wood, right? So meaning there are people who say all kinds of stuff, and they mean other things. So the point is, and why do they say that? Umid ka'amar al datenu mechlal da avid inish di mishtaba adat in the nafshe, right? Meaning, so that what you see is that the reason they have to tell him that is because it's not how people always act. Oftentimes, people will take a shavua in their own, you know, the things that are in their own mind, the way that they say things on their own. And therefore, we have to be specific with him because that's not necessarily what people always do. The question here is, the shayla that we're asking is like, it's a metzias question. And the question is like, what taka do people do? Right? That's the question. It's not like, would it qualify or not qualify? Meaning, it does a question of the qualification. But the question is, when someone says something and we're nervous that this might qualify as a shavua, well, we have to know what they have in mind. So the question is like, what is the normal thing for people to do? Is the fact that they want to bring a proof, the fact that the Beis Din has to tell the guy, have in mind, speak in a way that we speak. What does it prove? That there are people who don't do that. Right? Fine. Fine. So Gemara says low. No, it's not true. La fuke mikanya derava. Okay, no. What do we? The reason they say this is because we want to exclude the following bizarro case that has to do with the cane of Rava. What do you mean the cane of Rava? Our stick, staff of Rava. Dehahu gav, a certain person, to have a musik bechavre, zuze, guy borrowed money from somebody. Asla kameh de Rava, amale, lelove, zio parli. So they go in front of Rava, and the guy says to him, to the lender, he says, pay me back. Amale, praticha, he says, I paid you already. Amale Rava. Im kain zil ishtabale departe. So he says, fine, if you're gonna tell me that you paid, take a shavua that you paid. Take a shavua that you paid. Okay. So now it's a big deal for a person, right? You use the Shem Hashem, you hold Sefer Torah. So what happens? So also va'ayse kanya. So the guy goes, no problem, I'll be right back. So he brings a cane and he says to the guy, v'yayv zuze begave, and he puts coins inside the cane. Okay, they're hidden there. V'hav mistamich v'azil v'asil alei labinen, and he brings it to Beis Din. Amar le l'malve nakut hai kanya biyatcha. So he says to the guy, "So do me a favor." He says, "Can you please do me a favor? Hold my cane, because he's going to pick up a sefer Torah to take the shvuah." So he says, "Hold my cane." So nasa sefer Torah v'ishtaba depare kol madahavile biyadei. So he says, "I paid him everything that's in his hands." Okay? Yeah. Meaning, I gave him the money. I did give him the money. Because did he give him the money? He did give him the money. He's holding the money in his hands, in the cane. Right? So, hahu milva rugas. So, the guy got angry. Bitavra lahu kanya. And he smashed the stick. And what happened? V'yishtape chanu zuze la'ara. And all the money fell on the floor. V'yishtakach the kushta yishtape. And turned out that he had, but his shua had been the truth. In a certain sense, v'kasilo avid the mishtaba. Fine. As it turns out, he had told the truth. Fine. So the point is that the argument that the Gemara is making was the fact that the Beis Din had to tell people, when you take a shua, take it on Aydas, is not because people typically, you know, all the time they make these shuas and they have in mind their own ideas. No, it's because there's scoundrels who are trying to cheat people. So make sure to be very explicit so that people don't do something like this, which would end up, you know, technically they would not be taking a false oath, but at the same time they would not be paying somebody back. Right? So the point is, it's not like some general principle. It was because of this specific case that happened, then now they made this like either a takana or something that they're careful to always do this effort. It's fine. But fine. But the Gemara is still not happy. Fine. Kasilo Ovid the Mishtaba that the Nafshe, really, I'm still not convinced. Really, people don't take shuos in their own das. V'atanya, another price. V'chein matzini b'Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu also, because he shpia es Yisrael b'arvas Moab. When it came time, I'm just about to cross the Yarden, and Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, made them take an oath at arvas Moab. I don't know if this means the shvua is, Yeah, I'm not positive what is the shvua that he made them take, like this the shvua of arvus. They're making a new bris with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But I'm not sure. I think he makes them take a shvua now. I think it's a key mitzvah in general. I don't think it's something new. Is it saying?
So
it's the new bris. The new bris that they're making there, I guess, right? That Allah is the Lashon Shvua. Right. Okay, fine. So, fine. V'chem ha'tzim b'Moshe Rabbeinu k'shi yishpia es Yisrael b'arvos Moav. Amalem, have yodim shelo adaschem ani mashpia etzchem. El al-dati. Right. This is going to be the whole conversation. Al-dati v'adas ha'makom. Meaning, I'm just telling you, when I'm making you take a shvua now, right, which is basically a bris to keep the mitzvahs and go into Eretz Yisrael. So that's not just that. That's not just the way you think it. It's the way that I would say it, and the way the Rebbeinu Shlomo would say it. Shneamar v'lo yidchem levarchem, etc. Right? That pasuk says, I'm not. It's not only with you. It's with everybody. You know, it's with your grandchildren. Every person who's going to come afterwards. This risk is for everybody. Okay. So my amal who Moshe Yisrael. Right. So what's Moshe telling them? Lav hachika amalu. Is this not what he's saying to them? Dilma. Sorry, the Bach changes that. Dilma avrison mile, right? Vamrison al date, right? Al dasenu. Mishum hachi amalu al dati. Right? So, because maybe you're going to do the wrong thing. You're going to do averus, whatever. You won't do what you're supposed to do. Right? And then you tell me, well, you know, I didn't really have that in mind, etc. Right? So the Gemara says, okay, but what? Lafuke mai? What are you coming to exclude? Lava fuke da siku shema. Lavoros kochavim Eloha. Right? Maybe they're going to say that they're doing they're not going to do avodah zara.
He emphasizes that he says al da'ati according to Moshe's understanding of the words.
Okay, how hachlam al da'ati? Yeah.
But his lafuke mai.
Yeah. Lafuke
da siku shema l'shma lavoros kochavim Eloha. Was it not to
call of Rezara Hashem?
God, right?
Mechlah da avid inish the mishtaba adat to the nafshe. Right? So, I mean, you see that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu has to be so specific, right? It's adati, because what can you, oh, well, you said the worship God, Hashem, right, I meant of Rezara.
Right.
Right? So the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu has to be so specific about the language, so that means that otherwise, you know, he wouldn't have to be so, you know, you see that people otherwise can use their own language and they would, you know, what would they have in mind, and that would work. Right? The question is, law, that's not true. Avos kochavim, law avos kochavim ikri aloha. Tichsiv, oh, sorry, no. Law avos kochavim mikri aloha. No, but the answer is that
people
do call it that, right? Tichsiv, aloha elohim mitzrayim, right? Even Hashem refers to elohim mitzrayim as aloha, right? So, okay. So, velishva yishon dimekamaison. Dimekamaison mitzvah.
So you specifically the mitzvahs of the Torah. So he should have said to them, you should only observe the mitzvahs of the Torah.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. V'lishvi yisro nidikamaison mitzvos mashem mitzvos. Fine. So they say. So why does it not work? Why couldn't you just say that? Just say mitzvos. So Masha mitzvah melech. Well, that's because maybe that would just be mitzvot or things that the king says to do, the law of the land, basically, right? You know, keep the rules, right? Mitzvah doesn't mean mitzvah Torah, right? Okay, v'lishon yishon dimekamayson ko mitzvos. Right, so maybe you just say he should have said you have to mekayim all the mitzvos. So mashma mitzvah tzitzis. No, maybe that's just a mitzvah tzitzis. Why the amar mar shkula mitzvah tzitzis? Can I call a mitzvah Shabbat Torah? No. So if Moshe would have said all the mitzvahs, maybe they would have just interpret that as meaning just a mitzvah tzitzis, because mitzvah tzitzis is like all the mitzvahs. V'lishba yeson dimekamison Torah. So why does he say make them take a shvua that they have to keep all of Torah? No, mashma Torah achas. That's just only maybe that's only Torah Shabbat Peh or only Torah Shabbat Chaslav. Right? Now I want to keep both Torahs, Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Chaslav. V'lishvi yishon demekamayson Toros. Okay, so then say Toros multiple. No, mashma Toros mincha v'Toros chatas Toros asham. No, maybe it just means to keep the Torah itself refers to the rules of these different korbanos as Torah. So then I wouldn't be if it's multiple Torahs. I wouldn't assume that's Torah Shabbat Peh and Torah Shabbat Chaslav. That's just these detailed halachos of these specific things. Okay, v'lishvi yason demekamayson toros umitzvos. So why don't you say toros and mitzvos? No, toros mashma toros hamincha toros and mitzvos mashma mitzvos melech. It's not going to work. I can always find a different way to explain what it would mean. V'lishvi yason demekamayson demekamayson torah kula. No, torah kula mashma avodas kochavim. Torah can also imply even doing avodah zarah. Why is that? Disanya chamura avodas kochavim shekala kofer ba ki ilamoda b'torah kula. Right, because if you're a person who you know is kofer avodah zarah, makes fun of avodah zarah and says no way, so that's like fulfilling the whole Torah. So if I say all of Torah, maybe I also mean doing avodah zarah. Okay. V'lishba v'yishon demekamayson avodas kochavim v'torah kula. So why don't you say you have to keep all the Torah and keep not to do avodah zarah. Say that too. You split them up. Say both. Inami sheish meos v'shlosh esrei mitzvos. Or say 630 mitzvos. So Ella Moshe Rabbeinu milsa de lo tricha. No, Moshe said that he said the easier thing. That's what he was saying. But there's no reproof from the story from Moshe Rabbeinu, because he was just saying the thing that was the easiest thing to say to try to get them to be clear what he wanted them to do. But it's not a proof from there that there was anything specific that that people necessarily, you know, he was concerned that people take shuas in their own das. And so there's no proof from that story. Fine. Okay. Fine. So so now we go back to the cases of our Mishnah. Then one of the cases was, the guy says, takes a shua savai was, or the nidre avai, was, im lo ra'isi nachash kakoros beis avad. Right? He says, I didn't see a nachash, a snake, that looked like the beam of an olive press. Okay. So Gemara says, velo, v'ha'ahu chavya, tahav b'shnei shvur malka, ramule tlesar avravsa detivna ubala yison. Right, so there meaning there's no such, like, the point is that would a person really not see such a thing, like a snake like that? It's possible, right? Because look at the round tlesar arvasa detivna shiur tlesar arvos tevin. Right, there was a snake that could eat 13, you know, bales of hay or something. Right, it was basically a very, very big snake. Right, there's such a thing. They had such a humongous snake, and it could. The point being, if you want to give this as an example of an exaggeration, this is not a good exaggeration because there are snakes that are really taka this humongous. Right, that's the point. Okay, so then it's not a good example. Okay, and it would swallow them all whole. Okay, so Amar Shmuel, no b'taruf kulhu nachshe b'taruf. Right, the point is that the animal has like ridges on its head or something. Apparently, snakes usually have ridges on their neck, and this snake has ridges on its head. I'm not such a bucky in snakes. So, but apparently, snakes have ridges on their neck. They don't typically have ridges on their head. Okay. So he's moving. Kulhu nachshe mitchuf tarfe. No, oh, sorry, I just gave it up. What do you mean? Oh, sorry. I learned about snakes now from the Gemara when I was preparing, I guess. So the Gemara says, no, what do you mean? Lots of snakes have ridges. No, the answer is no. Mitchuf tarfe agabo tarf kaminan. Fine. So no, it means he was on his back. Okay. V'lisne taruf milsa agav. Sorry. So v'lisne taruf. So just say, why are you telling me that it's the size of a beis abad? That it's the size of a snake. You know, that the snake is the size of a beam in the olive press, just tell me a snake that has ridges on its neck, which is itself, you know, a very surprising thing. No, so the Gemara says, Milsa agav orche kamashman. Now, they want to teach you something. Sometimes we teach you one halacha, we add something else to teach something. Literally means like something else comes on its back. No pun intended, I guess, in this case. Right? So what is that? The chorus, beis habad, gabo taruf. Because we want to teach you that the beams that are found in an olive press, they also have ridges on them. Okay, why? L'may nafka, meaning who cares? Because for business cases, because if let's say two people make a deal, say, hey, I'll sell you the beam for my olive press. The guy says, oh, gevaldik. And then he sells them on it. The one that he sold him didn't have ridges on the back. So what do they know? Oh, so now I know that sale would be no good because he didn't sell him a real beam from an olive press. Everybody knows that a beam from an olive press has ridges on its back, just like the snake that would be unusual to have ridges on the back. Okay. Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Chaf Hei Amabes. Nidrei Shigagos. Okay, so we had Nidarim that were an exaggeration. And now we have Nidarim that are, they come about through let's say, negligence. Right? Shigaga doesn't mean, it can be a mistake, but there's some level of negligence, but it's not anus. It's not something that was totally out of your hands, like you know, you could not have possibly prevented it from happening. No, you could have done something if you're a little more careful, but nevertheless, but it wasn't on purpose. You didn't really mean for it to happen. Okay, so nidre shigagos. What is a nidre? What are nidre shigagos? So imachalti v'mishasisi. So the person says, takes the nether, they're not to eat and drink. V'niskar sha'acha v'shasa. Right, so the person says, I took a nether, that I'm not, you know, the following thing will be forbidden to me if I ate and drink. And then all of a sudden, he thinks, when that happened, that he had nothing to eat or drink. And then all of a sudden, he realized, like, I had a cup of water this morning before I left the house. I thought I was fasting the whole day, but it turns out and then he realizes, right? So shagug in the sense that he didn't mean it, right? He really thought that he didn't have anything to eat or drink. And then he realized that he made a mistake. He forgot that he had something to drink. Okay, shani ochel v'shani shosa, or right, the neder will be chal if I ate and drink, right? If I do eat or drink in the future, v'shachach v'achav v'shat, and then he forgot that. Let's say he says, all these whatever something to be forbidden to me if I eat and drink later today, and he intends to fast the rest of the day, and then later tonight he gets thirsty and he wasn't thinking about it, and he goes ahead and he takes a drink of water. Oh, he realizes he forgot. I see both examples where the person unintentionally, right, he made the nether on what he said he meant to say, but the thing that he put in place, he either thought hadn't happened yet, or what hadn't happened and really did, or he intended not to do it, and then accidentally he went ahead and he did the thing that he said he wasn't going to do. So, fine. So those are the two examples. Fine. Look at the Mefarish on the left side. V'niskar sha'acha v'shasa. He realizes that he ate and drank, right? He remembers that he ate and drank. Pater, right? Why is he pater? Delibo onso. Desavar shab emes nishbak, right? Meaning it's like it's interesting that he uses the language of onso. And his heart forced him. But the point is that it was a mistake, right? Because really emes, if you ask him what had happened that morning, he said, I didn't eat anything. I didn't drink anything. So he really believes it to be the truth. So he really thinks he's doing, he's really being emes with what he's saying. He just forgot that it happened, so that's why he's off the hook if that happens. Okay. So Amar Konam Ishti Nanisli Sheganva Eskisi Vishahiksa Esbini. We saw this case quoted before. Oh yeah, Chabezumbes. So the person says, my wife can't get any benefit from me, and he says Sheganva Eskisi, which implies, it's because she stole my wallet, v'shehik says bini, and because she hit my son. Right? So he doesn't say, well, we're going to see, he didn't say what? If she stole my wallet, or if she hit my son. She said, she. Sounds like because he did, so we'll see. V'noda shalo hikso, v'noda shalo ganva. And it turns out, that didn't happen. Right? So what happened? So again, the case is that he assumed that was going, you know, that had happened. And the reason he is off the hook is because that was the whole rationale for why he went ahead and made such a neder, because he thought that was what, you know, that was what had actually happened. And it turns out that those things hadn't happened. Yikes. You know, so it was all under false pretenses. So again, he's off the hook and doesn't have to be mekayim the neder. Okay. So now another case. Ra osan ochlin ta'inim. So now he walks by a group and he sees they're all sitting and eating his dates. They're eating ta'inim. And presumably they're his dates. And he gets frustrated when he sees that. Okay. Ve'amar hare aleichem korban. Bach changes the language, no? Hold on, two. Hare hein aleichem. Hare hein aleichem korban. Okay, so he says, all these dates are like a korban to you, meaning it's like a korban, it's usher to them. They can't eat it. V'nimsu avi v'achiv. Right? All of a sudden he realizes it was his father, his brother. He realizes, oh, this wasn't just a group of random people who like stole my dates. This is my father, my brother are sitting and eating with them. And he's like, oh, gavalt, I did not mean to make my father and brother in this situation. I meant those guys I was annoyed with. But them, I would have given permission. So he's upset. So now he realizes he made a mistake. So what happens? Beishame omrim hein mutarim umashi mahem asurim. So Beishame says, the father and the brother, they're allowed to continue eating. Why? Because he never had a mind to make them usher, right? The father and brother, he was happy to let them eat his dates. But the other guys who we never would give permission, they're usher. Beishil omrim elu ve'elu mutarim. Beishil says, no, everyone can eat it. Presumably why? Because once some of the group is now released from the nether, it means the whole nether maybe is really, falls apart. Look at the Ran, right to the right of where we are. Beisila omim elu ve'elu mutarin, says the Ran, mishum de nether shahuta miksaso huta kula. Right, the Gemara is going to talk about that. Once some of the nether gets taken apart, so now the whole nether is farfallen. As opposed to Beishama, who assumes that no, even though, look at the Mefarish, Beishama omim he mutarin, Aviv v'achiv, right? The brother, the father, and the brother only. What bilvad? Umashe imahem asur. Everyone else is asur. Why? The kasavre neder shohutim miksaso lahotir kula. Right? Because he holds the opposite. Beishama says no. You can split the pot in half. It works for that group. It doesn't work for that group, and that's not a problem. It's supposed to be Beishama says. Beisela says, what are you talking about? The neder is one neder. So if the neder is not chal even on one person, so then it can't be chal on anybody. In which case they're all released. Fine. Okay. So let's take a look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tana, Kishem Shenidre Shigagos Mutarin, Kach Shavuos Shigagos Mutaros. Okay. So we did the same thing in the last Gemara, and right? We talked about Nidre Havai, then we talked about Shavuos Havai, so now we're doing the same thing here, but here, even our Gersay is that just like Nidre Shigagos are really are nothing and they get their batel, so same thing, a Shavuos Shigaga is also mutter. So I'm going to ask the Gemara, so hey, Chidami Shavuos Shigaga, so what are Shavuos Shigagos? Kegon Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi. Hadain Amar Shavuasa Dahachi Amarav. Vadin Amar Shuasa Dahachi Amarav. The Ko Khad Vakhar Adaita Dinafshe Shapar Kemishtaba. What's the case of Rav Kahana and Rav Asi? That they have a machlokas about what it was exactly that Rav said, right? Because some said Rav said a Shua the following way, and some said that he said that Rav said the other Shua a certain way. And the halacha is, you know, basically the machlokas, what the machlokas was. Because each one of them, you know, thought that what they were saying was the right thing. Okay? But take a look at the Ran. He's going to explain more. Kashem shenidre shigagos mutaros kach shavuos shigagos mutaros. Fuadin de shavuos zeruzin shari. Same thing. Shavuos zeruzin also, right? As Shavuot said, just to get a person, we talked about these cases before, the guys who were having machlokas about, I'll pay four. I won't pay less than four, and I won't pay more than two, etc. Right? So you're just trying to get the person to do what you want, right? So v'hachi is b'yushami, fine. Kashem shenidri zeruzim mutarin kach shuos zeruzim mutarin, fine. So heichidam is shavua shagagos kagon Rav Kahana Rav Asi. So what is this case of Rav Kahana Rav Asi? Lav lemeimer delo mishkachin and shavua shagagos ela b'chei gavin. So we're not trying to say, just to be clear, that it's only this case. Right, the mishkachin and lahu do mid the masnisin. Because you can use the examples that our Mishnah had. Right, in the case the person says, I'm only gonna the following thing will be forbidden, following activity would be forbidden to me if I didn't eat and drink, you know, if I do it, etc. El Rabbu Sanaka, we're trying to expand, right? Uki'ilu Amar Ad Heichan Shavua Shagago. So you want to say it goes even this far, right? Ad Heichan Gilgul Hashua, this is how far it will go. Vavi Rabbu Sadafagav, the Rav Kahana, Rav Asi, Kochad Vachad Amarle Lachavre, the Tai, Velohevin Maimer, I mean, each one said to their friends, you know, that the other one's making a mistake. Right, and the other person doesn't understand what Rav said. Sachadet chamina the kevin de lo chashlei v'yishtaba lav shgagahi v'tala ba iser peros yihu asur in kamash malon. But the point being that each one of them had the opposite understanding of what Rav said. Did he give him more explanation what the case was that they're arguing about?
It's talked about in Shavuos, in Gemara Shavuos, and.
I'm not remembering what that was.
It doesn't really say what the case is.
So what? So
basically, they're both Tamidim of Rav.
And they each one said
that Rav had a position.
Are they taking a Shavua that this is what Rav said? Is that the point?
They're taking a Shavua that
saying Rav said the following.
I'm taking a Shavua that Rav said it this way.
Right.
I'm taking a Shavua that Rav
said it that way. So and the opposites.
It's a Shavua.
Right.
So the Shavua, so they both believe that that's what Rav said.
Right. Now, obviously, he only said one thing, not the
other. He only said one thing.
Right? So that's, and that will be a Nidrish, that will be Shavua Shkaga.
Because they believe that that's
at some point they're going to find out, right, what Rav really said.
Right.
And when they find out, one of them is going to be wrong.
It says, after this happened, they both came before Rav, who confirmed one of them. And the other one asked
he
Rav,
released the other
falsely,
one.
And Rav said, you're hard forced here, you know, saying
right, you're stuck, meaning you said what you thought you heard, but now you are released because of Shavua Shagaga. Yes. That's the point, right?
It doesn't say what the, maybe later in, it doesn't say what the case was.
I'm trying to make sure you get the words right. Kigon Rav Kahana Rav Asi Hadein Amar Shavuos Dahachi Amarav Hadein Amar Shavuos Dahachi Amarav Tehol Chavachah Dei Tanav She Shapik Amishtaba. Right, but the point is that what the Gemara doesn't tell us is at the end they came to Rav, right, and they come to him and say like what do I do now?
Right.
And he says you're fine because
that's what you really believe
when you said it. You thought it was the truth. Just like the guy who takes the neder, right, and
correct,
says. And says, you know, I really thought I didn't have anything to eat today. And oh my gosh, I forgot that I had a Danish this morning before I left. Mm-hmm. You know, so and that's what the Ron is saying. He's saying it doesn't mean this is the only example, but the point is, this is like probably your most extreme example, right? The guy's saying, I take a shua that Rav said this, and you're so positive that's what he said, and it turns out he didn't. We're still gonna let you off the hook
right. Because
that's what you thought. Fine. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Ra was son Ochlin. So what about the case of the guys? He saw his the chevra eating his dates. And we have this machlokas, you know, between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. And part of the shua is knocked out, is the whole thing knocked out. So Tanan Hasam, Poschin b'Shabbosos uv Yomim Tovim. Okay? So the Mishnah says, this Mishnah later on in the Masechta, says that we've used this language before, right? You can open an opportunity for a person to show that they didn't really mean it, right? When they took a neder. And we use Shabbos and Yontif as an opportunity to sort of give a person an out on their shua, on their neder. What do we mean? Take a look at the Ran. It's now in the first of the very wide lines. Tanan hasam ha-poschim b'Shabbos yom tovim masnisin l'kam b'ach poschim. We're going to see it later in Tzamach Vavim and Aleph. V'ha masnisin lo dam yamamish l'masnisin d'pirkin. It's not exactly the same case. But d'ilu b'masnisin d'ha'cha ha-neder batal me'elav. In our case, the neder is totally batel. The masis in the poschin nidra chayal. In that case, we're talking about a case where the neder was chal. Elisha poschin lo bekavit shabbos is yom tovin. But there we say, well, you know, for example, he's giving the example right now. Behind the time of mishum the masnisin ika tos beikar haneder. In our case, it's a mistake in the actual neder itself, right? I'm only gonna, you know, take this neder if the following. Right, or I take the nether because I assume that the people who are there are all random guys, so I didn't give permission. But I didn't know my father was one of the people eating the date, so I took the nether with a mistake. Right, Shalom Iskaven La'aviv Me'olam. I never had in mind to make my father forbidden to me. Vilu b'masnisin Beperek posted that Mishnah later, Lekalami Marhachi, Shemisha Usar al Atsno, Basar Yayin. So whatever the person says, I'm getting, this is what he means, the Shabbos Yantav example, right? A person takes a net himself, I'm not eating any meat or wine the whole year. Shana Achas. Yodehu, Sheyav Rolav, Shabbos Yom Tov. He knows. A year of no meat and wine, you know what's going to happen. He's going to have brisket next week on Shabbos, and you're not going to be able to have it. Like, you're not crazy. You know what's going on here, right? So, Hilkach came into Lake of Toast, Be'ikra Neder, Nidrachal. There's no mistake. He knows what he's doing. But nevertheless, the Neder is the Chal. Ella Shaposchen Lo, Be'kovet Shabbos V'yamtiv. Right, Be'Pesach. We say to him, well, just hold on a second. There's this issue with Shabbos V'yamtiv, buddy, that you made this Neder, right? She'idu ha'yodeya sha'asal this anos ben. If you didn't know, if you didn't, like, maybe you didn't realize it's forbidden to fast on those days, lo'haya noder o'becharata. Meaning you wouldn't have taken a Neder, or you would feel bad about it, etc. So the well, let's keep going. The ma'asidan la ha'cha leferushe puktayo to be still b'sham. Meaning, basically, what the Ron's bothered by is like quoting this Mishnah is a little problematic. It's helpful for us what the Ron's doing because he's actually explaining this what he's talking about in the first place. But what he's bothered by is that this is not a great proof for our example. Our example was that the whole nether is batal mevutal from the beginning. Right, the case there is a person took a real nether, and now we're poseach. Hey, you know, now they say you can't eat drink, you can't eat meat, you can't drink wine. Shabbos can be a problem for you. It's the mitzvah onik Shabbos. You can't fast, etc. So the guy's like, oh, Taki, you're right, and we use that as an opening to maybe, and we're going to see, to get rid of the whole nether. And this is sort of the point, right? This is why it's going to be similar, right? So halacha. So what's going? Why do we use this example? Right, this is about the idea of if a sum of the nether is getting rid of, is the whole thing gotten rid of, right? Like that, the machlok is there. But that's why we're going to talk about this, because there's maybe a possibility that, well, if now I'm feeling bad about Shabbos and Yontif, I don't feel bad about Tuesday. Right, but does getting rid of Shabbos and Yontif maybe get rid of the whole thing? That's why it's going to matter. So let's go back to the Gemara. Tanan Hasam. Poschim b'Shabbos v'Yom Tovim. B'Yishona hayu Omer Mosan, Osan Yamim Mutarim, v'Shar Kayam Masurim. So at first they said, look, buddy, did you mean that you're not going to have brisket for the whole year? Oh, I didn't realize that. I wasn't thinking about that, right? I didn't realize I was going to learn it. I wasn't thinking about that. I'm going to lose out on Oneg Yontif or, Simchas Yontif or Oneg Shabbos. I didn't realize that. So first said, okay, good. So first he said, fine. So for Shabbos and Yontif, you're off the hook. But the other days of the week, you're still on, right? Ajibar Rebbe Kiva Vali made Neder Shehuta Miksaso Huta Kulo. Rebbe Kiva said, no, that's not true. Once you tell him that he's off the hook for Shabbos and Yontif, what happens? The whole thing's gone, right? Fine. So you see, here's this idea. This is the sheet of Beis Hillel that neder shehuter miksaso huter kula. Fine. So Amar Rabba, the kula ama kol hecha da amar ilu hayisi yodeya sheaba beneichem hayisi omer kuchem asurin chutz me abba. The kula nasurin the aviv mutter. Okay, so Rabbi so Rabbi says everybody agrees that the following case: that as long as he says, "If I would have known that my father was with you, I would have said you're all usher except for my father." Right? That if he says that, everyone agrees that everybody's usher still, but this father, but the father only is off the hook. So what's the machlokes? Lo nechalku. The Bisil B'Sham didn't disagree about that point. You want to start? Okay. No lachlu ella ba'omer ilu ayisi yodei she'av benichem ayisi omer ploni uploni asurin ve'aba mutter. So the machlokas is where he says, if I would have known that all you guys were there and my father, I would have said. We'll see what the difference is, right? He says I would have said the following people are usher, right? But my father is fine. What does that mean? Look at the Mefarish. Lo nachlu ella ba'omer techila bechlal harei heim aleichem korban. Reshuv Amar. And so first he says, right, you guys all have a korban on you. It's all usher for you. Reshuv Amar ilo yisi yodei she'aba benichem. I wouldn't know that my father's with you. Ha'isi omer ploni uploni usherin va'aba mutter hol vasof pirtan ploni uploni. Since he specifically, Eitan and Josh and Shlemi and whatever. He lists the people. Kasarve Beis Hillel, Dahavale Neder Shehuta Mikzoso, Huta Kulo. Now that's when this becomes a Heter Shehuta Mikzoso, meaning when you specify the people who are now Usser and the person who's Mutter, that's when Beis Hillel says, I don't think so. And now it's too specific, right? Ube Shamre Sarve, Kol Iker Lo Amar Huta Mikzoso, Kol Iker Lo Amar Huta Mikzoso, Huta Kulo. I don't know if you need these brackets or not. Hol v'akasi adiburo kamakai d'armar kuchem. I mean, what's the machlokas? I mean, I guess Beis Hillel says, once you start listing the people, that's when I say this whole nether's forgotten. Meaning, and Beis Hillel said, but if you weren't naming names, then I agree. If you're not going to name names, it's just you're just like lifting your father out of it. I can leave the rest of the nether intact. But if I'm listing that person, now you're putting too many cracks, right, in the whole thing, and now the whole thing falls apart. Mishama says no. Mishama says, you know what? You can even list the people. Even listing the people isn't gonna. Mishama had said, yeah, and Mishama is gonna say, no, it's okay. You can list specific people, and it all still stays in place. Exactly. So that's how Rabba understands. So Rabba understands that the machlokas is, everyone agrees that if I just said I would pull my father out, that would be okay. But the question is, what if I start listing people? That's when Beis Hillel says, that's it all falls apart. Beis Shammai says, no, it still stays. Fine. And Rava Amar, let's just see the end of the machlokas. Rava Amar, Dekule Alma, Kohecha de Amar, Ilu Aisi Odesha Abenechem Aisi Omer, Ploni, Oploni Asurin, Va'av Mutar, Kula Mutarim. I mean, Rava says even further. No, everyone agrees, even in the case where he specifies the people, right? Still, we would let them be mutar. Everyone agrees in that case that the whole thing falls. Everyone agrees in that case, everyone is that the whole that already falls apart. Mm-hmm. Right? That even Beis Shammai is in agreement. Once you start naming names, mm-hmm. It all falls apart. Lo nechlu ela ba'omer ilo yisi yodesh ha'av b'nechem ha'yisi omer kulchem asurin chutz me'aba Beis Shammai save la Kerebi Meir de Amar Tafus Lashon Rishon Beis Hillel Savar La Kerebi Yosi de Amar Bigmar Devarv Adam Nidvas. This whole question we're going to have to see more about this point. But the bottom line is that the Rav is taking us back to the initial point, which he's being more macro. But he's basically saying that when if you go back to that initial case, right, where he even says that there's two examples here, right? Mm-hmm. So he's saying that no, in the first example, even that's where the machlokas is, right? If I even want to just take Abba out and leave everyone there, so that's where actually Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai already have machlokas. So that's going to be machlokas Rab and Rava, and we'll see. It comes down to part of this question of go over the first thing I said about the later thing that I say, but we'll stop here. And we will pick up Chavav next week. Okay, Eshekayach. Yes.